USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chief operating officer of Warp Speed is hailing the progress of the effort to get vaccines out across America.
We are really doing well, in my opinion, in distribution. Over 14 million doses of vaccine have been distributed to date, and every day we push more vaccine out.
General Gus Dapurna, speaking in Washington, D.C. during a press briefing, he continues.
In fact, this week we started not only pushing first dose vaccine, but we started pushing second dose vaccine for the Pfizer vaccine.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley is the first senator to say he will object when Congress meets next week to certify the election results for President-elect Joe Biden. The results of the election were also challenged in 2005 and 2016. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Republicans of denying the struggles Americans are facing.
I do hope that they will see the light and understand what the suffering that is going on in our country now.
The California Democrat also saying the GOP doesn't recognize what Americans are going through when they block $2,000 stimulus checks. The measure passed in the House but hasn't been taken up by the Senate. The FBI is investigating a possible attack on our energy grid.
Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near zero-degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's all hands on deck for both parties as we approach the Georgia Senate runoff elections.
2.3 million people have already voted. About 1.5 million have taken advantage of in-person early voting, while another 800,000 mail-in ballots have been received. Representative Elise Stefanik says it's vital for Georgia Republicans to get out and vote. The New York Republican tells Fox News that Georgia is the only thing keeping radical Democrats from control of the Senate.
This is something that the RNC, as well as the Republican Senate majority, is really focused on, as well as the Georgia GOP, making sure that we have ballot integrity and security in our election system. Every vote matters, and we need to make sure that every Republican voter turns out, because if our voter turns out, we win. We cannot hand over the control of the United States Senate to Chuck Schumer. Certainly, he doesn't represent my district or mainstream Georgia. So for those, we need them to turn out to vote. Early vote is now until Thursday or in person on Election Day. Every vote's going to matter in this race.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A statue of Abraham Lincoln with a freed slave rising after he freed has been removed from a park just off Boston Common, where it stood since 1879. The statue is a copy of a similar one erected in Washington, D.C., 3 years earlier from the monies of freed slaves. The inscription on both reads, "A race set free and a country at peace. Lincoln rests from his labors." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.